Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. Is this Pete?
It's Pete speaking, yeah.
Hey, Pete. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing okay. So?
That's what I like to hear. Well, I understand you were speaking with my representative, Doug, and he asked me to jump on the line, go over some details and pricing with you. Did you have any specific questions that you wanted me to address before I start diving into details?
No. I mean, okay. I'm sure you might cover the details that you're about to dive into.
Yeah. I just kind of like to go over things, make sure it was explained to you properly. Did you do a? Have you ever done a search for like an electrician before? Are you near a computer?
No, I'm actually working right now, so I don't have a computer.
Okay. Well, if you do the search, even if you did it on a mobile device, you'll see there's a map that pops up. Like if you just typed in electrician Milford, you know, and then there underneath mm-hmm. the map, there's like three different contractors, basically, three different businesses. It'll have their name, address, phone number, link to their site. It's called Google Places. So that's where we're talking about listing you. Okay, we had a listing that became available within our company. And usually when the spots open up, they give us a list, and then we have our reps like Doug will call down until we fill the spot. Okay. The reason you want to be there is because about 90% of searches that are done on Google will start and stop in this section. Okay, people aren't usually going to the bottom of page one or two, you know, looking for a trusted electrical contractor, especially if it's an emergency situation, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's very profitable to be there. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. The service is all month to month, so you'll be able to, you know, take it 30 days at a time, and it has a tracking system so you could see all the jobs that are coming in from it, so you could track the success. Okay. No surprises. Okay, I want to key on that. I see you got the Home Advisor listing here, and I know how they operate. They have a contract with Google. We could see back here where they're doing a Google ad, so I know they're basically reselling leads, and they charge you per lead. So that's not how we do things here. You won't have, like, lead fees or click fees or call fees or anything like that. Okay?
Right.
All right. Do you have a .com website developed?
I have a site that they put together.
Okay. This premier-electric-co.net?
Right.
Okay.
Just to give you a little background, about where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like I told Doug, you know, we're pretty busy.
Yeah.
And I'm not interested in doing service calls. I'm talking about, I'm at the point where right now I'm cherry-picking jobs.
Yeah, tight shippy.
Yeah, I don't want to be, you know, spending money to get blown up on service calls to go change light bulbs at, you know, 8 o'clock at night.
I hope that's not the case. I wouldn't expect you to get out of bed for that. I wouldn't. That's crazy.
Well, a lot of guys do that kind of. I don't do any service work. It's you know, pay to play mm-hmm. with me.
Gotcha.
That's how it rolls. Yeah,
right.
Not,
so,
you know, I do some residential stuff, you know, new work, adding additions and stuff like that. We do, you know, we'll get into some of that stuff, but we're not, I'm not doing service calls. I'm not going to change GFIs.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, the campaign is fully customizable. That's the great thing about our service. So you get 15 different keyword terms or phrases that you could be listed for on the first page at a time. You could even hand select those. So instead of just showing up for like electrical contractor or like light bulb installation, which I doubt you'd ever do, but like new electrical construction, you know, wiring for building additions, you know, service upgrades, troubleshooting, you know, generator installation, you know, things like that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
can
we
I limit it to like, could I limit it to 3 to 5 words?
Yeah, you can limit it too. You could also use negative keywords, you know, to make sure that you're not showing up in certain areas for certain things too. You know, if you only wanted to do certain services in a higher end area and you know, hey, this is more my client base that I want to target, it's not only keyword specific, but it's geographically targeted. So if you want to limit the service area and who's seeing it, or maybe this side of town you don't want to go to, you know, you can do that. Absolutely. It's fully customizable.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we want you having...
Do that?
No, we do that for you. So every client that signs up with our service goes into a client interview, And during the client interview, we'll obviously have recommendations based off of, you know, what it looks like, the services you're providing. You know, we'll scan the site and try to customize and see which keywords are not only the best fit for you, but generating the most traffic. And we'll recommend those, but you have final say, right? So those client interviews are usually about 30 minutes. You know, they go over the keywords, they go over the service area, and then, you know, what you're expecting from our services. And, you know, we launch the campaign based off that conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's very important. You know, we don't want to waste your time or the client's time. So I don't want you getting blown up with calls, especially if you're already busy and you don't want it to be something that's going to waste your time or you didn't even take in the first place. You know, that would hinder you more than help you. Yeah.
Right. Then I'm just getting nonsense calls on the phone all the time.
Right. And also, too, like profitability. Like our services are month to month. No business owner is going to want to pay for a service unless it is customized like that. And we know that the first job that they're getting is going to put them in a profitable situation. You know, you don't want to be in a situation where you have to get, you know, 10 jobs in order to break even. You know, we want you to be able to become profitable instantly. And that's what's going to ensure that you'll continue to use our services each month.
So, oh yeah, there's 10 jobs to break even. We would be off the phone already. I wouldn't even still be talking to you.
Right, right. And that's exactly why, you know, pizza companies, they get a whole different type of rate. Right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So, as far as pricing, you know, for this service area, you'd be looking, traditionally, these guys are paying about $499. I can reduce the cost down to $249. On a month-to-month basis. That's why my rep asked me to hop on the line. Okay? And then that would be an indefinite discount. So it's not going to go up on your change the following month. It would just stay $249 for as long as you're with us.
So it's a flat fee of that.
Right. No surprises. Like I said, no extra lead fees, click fees, or call fees. If you get 100 qualified leads, your bill's the same. It's not going to go up or change on you.
Okay, and if I use it for 2 months, and I say I'm not getting even any worthy calls out of this, am I locked in?
No, it's month to month, but you're in a very high traffic area for your industry, so I doubt that would happen. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Oh,
like
we're saying, I'm not saying it would. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
no.
It would happen. I'm just saying,
yeah, no, it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract, so if you're ever unhappy, it's fully cancelable at any time. All you have to do is call in to customer service. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We want the guys that are up there coming back at their own will.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're saying 240, and does that change with the coverage area?
No. So that will cover...
So price has nothing to do with the coverage area.
No, not with this particular account. This particular account, you were requesting like a 20-mile radius.
What, how many mile radius?
You were requesting a 20-mile radius out from Milford.
Okay.
We can actually cover you up to 30. So you're actually under the radius of what this would cover. So that's fine. We would actually be taking away areas.
And I would actually want to take an area away from that radius.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
West,
so if you're,
west of me, I have an area I want to get rid of.
What is it? I'm sorry?
I said west of me, I don't want to have any radius.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that area, I want to just, because that's not an area where people will actually like to pay for work.
Right. Lower income.
There's some in there, yep.
Okay. Yeah, so I can put that in the notes that you don't want to go west. Absolutely. You know, like I said, the campaign is customizable. The pricing structure will stay that rate because of the service area. You're actually requesting a smaller service area than what the capacity of this campaign is. So you won't have to worry about the price changing or going up on you or anything like that.
So that's a flat rate,
$249
a month.
Correct. And not a penny more. And then there's also a tracking system, too. So we'll be able to show you the clients that are coming in from it specifically so you can evaluate your return on investment each month.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like something I might be interested in.
Yeah, I mean, you'll, if you could do anything with that home advisor system, then this will be a nice change of pace for you. The majority of those home advisor leads, they start out on a Google search, and then home advisor has a ad campaign on Google that says, you know, call now to get your free quote. So when they call it, it goes to an automated answering service and like pre-screens them, and then those are the leads that they're sending over to you. But it's like you're basically paying for a lead that's going to a couple other people. If you are getting leads from that service, you know, when you could just be up there independently. Sorry.
Yeah, the problem with that service as well is there's a lot of bogus leads.
Right, because they're going to multiple people. I mean, those people might have already got the job done by the time they got to you. Who knows how long the delay is.
Well, not only that, the number that they give you, it doesn't even exist.
Wow.
Well, you got to call them to get a credit. So that's the part that annoys me with that.
Yeah, I mean, we could immediately solve that problem for you by having you listed independently. We don't have the customers call us. We don't touch the clients at all. I mean, we're just recommending your company as the top option, and, you know, they would be able to call you directly. Of course, they would have to look up your services first. So that would relieve that. You'd only get live human beings contacting you. And then if you miss the phone calls, though, because you are busy, there is a pipeline in your tracking system where you can go see what they were looking for in the area that they were calling from, and they'll have their number in there as well. So you could follow up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to, like, sit down at a computer and actually, like, look at some of this stuff. Honestly, I don't even, I don't know. I don't follow all this morphing stuff too heavy. I don't know you guys. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I understand. Here, let me show you. You get texting on this number?
Texting, yeah.
Yeah, here. This, because you're in the field, so not the first time I've, I've signed roofing contractors up on roofs. let me send you a link here, and then, so our company, just to give you a little background, we've been in business since 2004. I've been working here 10 years myself, so I can't tell you how many guys I've worked with and helped them get their company up and running online and in a profitable situation. But, yeah, we have an extensive track record. We're a premier Google partner, so we're actually partnered with Google. Majority of the funds on these accounts do go directly to Google, with a small percentage going towards our hosting. You know, it's basically as if you were signing up for a Google ad directly and then trying to do it yourself, except for Google has their partners, which are certified technicians that are, you know, able to go in there and actually take care of it for you and make sure it's working effectively. So that way you can focus on what you do best without your company actually lacking in that department. So it's also more cost efficient than hiring somebody in-house or trying to do it yourself. Because then you got to pay those guys like an hourly wage. Yeah, so it's their way of being able to retain these accounts. Because a lot of times if you give the business owner the account and say, hey, here, you know, this is the map, so to speak, on how to make this work properly, you know, something gets neglected, they don't see the results, they stop paying. You know, so Google doesn't want to lose you as an account, so that's why they have their Google partners who are all certified techs that can go in and make sure that it's working for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I sent you a link to the pricing page. So I wanted you to really be able to visualize our offer here, and kind of, so that way you could chew on what we're actually providing. We would be putting you on that platinum service. The platinum service is the most expensive one. And the reason it's the most expensive is because it includes all the additional bells and whistles to complete your online profile. So you basically wouldn't need any other companies if you're using us, because we would submit you to Yelp, Yellow Pages, you'd be on the first page of Bing, you'll have Amazon Alexa voice search, you have a Facebook page that we would develop and host for you, post on for you. So, you know, basically everything online, if they're looking for your business or looking into your business review-wise, it's covered. We also provide review monitoring in there, so if you do get some bad reviews, you know, we give you an opportunity to dispute those and manage your reputation, so that way you're staying as close to a 5-star as possible.
Right. So,
but I'm giving you that package for $249 month to month, and then I've waived all setup fees. So you'll see in the fine print, there's usually a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What's the normal price of that package?
Normally it's $5.99, and there's a $2.99 setup fee.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're about $4 above our wholesale. What was that?
Okay. You're waiving all the other stuff that goes along with it as well.
Right. There's no setup fee either. So, and then it's month to month, so you're not binded to a contract either. So I try to get it as low as I possibly can, so that way we could show you the difference between this and what you're currently using. And then obviously, you know, you see it, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two. It's not rocket science. You know, you see what you're spending, you see what you're making. And then, you know, that will put us in a position to talk about a long-term business relationship rather than just month to month. But obviously, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We got to, you know, get to know each other and show you what we could do first.
Okay. All right, at that point, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, Home Advisor is a very difficult service to use, and it's very expensive, so we're going to cut out a lot of your lead fees, probably save you money and make you more at the same time. So I'm going to create your business profile, Pete. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Premier Electric Company. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay, so 908-510-0738.
That's correct.
Okay, and is Pete short for Peter?
It is.
Okay, I'll always call you Pete. My name's Jonathan. I go by John, so I understand. What's your last name?
Yeah, S-A-N-I-S-C-A-L-C-H-I.
Oh, very Italian. Stanislavski. Yep. Okay.
Stanislavski.
Yeah, my lady's was Scopoletti, so I know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've been over there twice, too. I love Italy. It's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go, go. Yeah, American-Italian and Italian-Italian are a little bit different, though. You know, I don't know if you've gone over there. But yeah, you know, I went over there and I asked for a chicken parm, and they looked at me like, what? I was like, I was a crazy man, you know. There was, what, you want to put chicken in your pasta? Yeah, I was like, can you put meatballs in the spaghetti? They're like, we don't do that here. That's an American.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You ordered the meatballs or you ordered the spaghetti? I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so
learning
experience.
What do you
want? Yeah. It's good stuff, though. They're really quality food over there. You come home, you start eating here again, stomach starts hurting.
Yeah, the pizza's a lot different, too, right?
Oh, yeah, but the pizza's way better. Everything's just better. Like, it kind of ruined food for me. When I came back over here, everything's so fresh and everything's so mom and pop shop, and they're very like family oriented, you know. So it, you know, you see grandma in the window over there making fresh pasta and fresh like the raviolis, like, oh my gosh, it's just different. And then you come home and you're like, what is this stuff? It's like you could taste the pesticide. It's bad. I was like, has that always been like that? Yeah, so it was different. I was over there for a month. I did Venice, Florence, Rome, went over to Cinque Terre a little bit, and it was beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, it was an amazing life experience. It was on the lady's bucket list, yep. So it was kind of like a honeymoon mixed with a bucket list. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Got to get those things done.
Oh, mandatory. She's expensive, let me tell you. It makes sense when you go there, too. You see all the Italian stores and the fresh leather. You're like, wow, it's like all quality, you know.
And I got a lot of relatives over there. So when I go over there, they're looking for handouts, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you know, that's going to happen.
They think we got money changers over here.
Oh, just American tourists in Italy, man. They were all over it. They could tell right away, too. I was like, ah. They're like, that's not England English. They know. They're right next to the England. they speak proper English there, too, the Italians. So I was like, oh, you're an American. You're a tourist. And then I go one place and I see, you know, something that's like 50 euros less than what I just paid for it. I'm like, oh, wow, you know. It's crazy. They'll get you, man. They talk fast, and you think you're getting a good deal, and then you're like, oh, geez. You know, so I think I probably spent a couple grand more than I was supposed to out there.
Probably.
Yeah, they get you. It's okay, though. It's quality stuff. I mean, we still have it now, and that was like 5 years ago. So.
Right.
what's your business email address? I got to send you everything in writing because of the discounts.
Premier Electric.
Okay.
NJ@gmail.com.
Okay. One update. All right. And are you still at this 267 Little York, Pattenburg Road?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I got it here. Milford 08848. Okay. You want your address hidden on Google?
Can we just put the town without having the actual address?
Exactly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. So it'll just say Milford, New Jersey 08848. It won't have the street address on there, and it won't have turn by turn directions either.
Right.
Okay. And then you're comfortable with the site that you have now being attached to your listings, right?
I mean, could I change that at some point?
Yeah, because here's the thing. I mean, at some point, I feel like you're going to wind up probably leaving that service.
I've already thought about it before we've had this conversation today.
Okay.
You understand
what
I'm saying? So that's a very good likelihood. And to be honest with you, I survive without that.
Yeah, you don't need
it,
but I could build you a better one. Yeah, I could build you a better one. This thing's super simple. So, do you have, that logo that you'd be able to send in to us, though? I got to get your consent to use your company's logo.
Well, I don't have that now, and I'm actually getting new logo insurance because one of the trucks is getting relettered.
Okay.
And I changed it. So I'm not going to have that. And I don't have any time for that until – I mean, I might be able to send you something from her.
Well, I mean, we can develop one for you, Pete, but –
Can we just
take
the website off?
Yeah, I mean, I could leave it with just a call to action button if you don't want a site, but I would rather at least purchase a URL for you, get something simple up and running, and then you could send in your logo when it's ready, and we'll put some new photos on there and things like that, maybe like before and afters once we get it going, you know, and then we'll fine-tune it as we go. But I would definitely recommend having something. I mean, the other guys up there got something.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But it's your discretion. I mean, if you're telling me you don't want it, I'm not going to put it.
I mean, is that something I can go back? We can go back and do?
Yeah. Yeah. I could just not start it now. And then whenever you're ready, I'll send you my number right now. I'll give you my direct number and extension. And then when you're ready, just call in. So that's normally included in the package, though, just so you know, if you're worried about pricing, and that's why you're holding off on it. It's not an extra charge.
I mean,
what,
the website is?
No, it's not. It's included. It's in your package.
The website is included.
Yes.
Okay, but I mean, what about the what do you call? The
domain?
Signage that I'm changing. No, the signage that I'm changing.
Yeah, so the sign, like, you create the signs how you're doing it on the side of your truck. Send us a picture when it's done, and then we can just change the logo. Right now, we'll just have it typed out as Premier Electric Co. with some generic writing on there, you know, on the site. Just build it kind of simple.
Oh, all right. I know what you're saying now.
Yeah, and then once you got it completed, I sent you the email and my number there. You can text in the new one once that one's ready to go, and then that way it's on your site. So that way when your trucks pull up, it looks like what they saw online.
I got you.
Make
I
sense?
Got two things going on here. I got you going on, and I got these guys going on. So.
Okay, no worries. But we're almost done. Well, I'll have you off the phone here in a couple minutes. I just I verified your account information. I just got to set up a client interview for you and secure the payment, and then you're good. So client interviews usually take about 20 to 30 minutes. Do you have a time tomorrow where I can I want to get an hour window, though, in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. Is there a time tomorrow I could circle back and we can knock that out?
I mean, first thing in the morning, like 8 o'clock?
Ooh. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. So is there a time between 11 and 7 that we can knock that out?
Oh, all right. Tomorrow's what, Friday?
Like, I got a 5 and a 6 and a 6 and a 7 open.
What about all right, do five.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll send you a text like 1 hour before, too, just to make sure it's still a good time for you. I mean, obviously, we could reschedule it, but I would rather knock it out before the weekend so that way I can have some stuff to do. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So, all right, Pete. I got the account set up and the client interview scheduled. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $249, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And I know it's Peter Sanastalci. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Is there any middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. No. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? Sanastalci?
Sanastalci, yeah.
Sanastalci, okay. And then is the billing address for the account the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get a postcard there. It usually takes like 3 to 5 days. When you get that, I'm going to need the 5-digit number on the back of it. I'll text you around the time it comes in.
Okay.
Okay. And then, okay, so on the front of that card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
4085 4040 4040 2774 2774 6498 6498.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
9/25.
9/25, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
237.
All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. It's 60 seconds. If I say something you don't understand or agree with, stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Premier Electric Company.
Can you please state your name and title within the business?
My name is Peter Sanastalci, the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Premier Electric Company today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to take everybody that calls you, but it's just, you know, try to be responsive. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Sure.
Okay. So that's just to make sure you're not duplicating anything. Like, I don't want you paying for something you already have or making two of them. It just causes a discrepancy. You know, if I don't know what's going on and somebody's messing with your website, it creates a headache. So if you're not sure, just touch base with me. Let me know. I could confirm for you.
Okay.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 2nd of 2021. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for our Platinum Package service, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the second day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us.
Mm-hmm.
It states you could discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support because you're not binded to a contract. If you are going to discontinue our services, we do ask that you contact us before the billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle. And it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process, CVV2CID failure. Okay, I think the 3-digit code on the back that we got from you was wrong. I can't even see it right now. It's encrypted, but can you repeat it back to me?
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
237.
237. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date on this thing is 325. 325? Yeah, keep a couple. Yeah.
Okay. Let me try to reprocess because it said there was an error with the date and 3-digit code.
Is that one longer? Stewie. Yeah, take the long one out.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get a confirmation text message and email. In the text message, there'll be an outline of the agreement in writing. Same with the email. The email will also have an invoice receipt for you. In that agreement in writing that's coming through to your text, it's going to ask you to sign off on it just to agree to the terms. It's not a contract, but it's just like a written receipt of all everything we're doing for you and for that discounted price. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that concludes the initial sign-up. Yeah, you're going to – I'm going to hang on the line with you, actually. It's coming right now. I'll hang on, make sure you get that.
Let me check.
Okay. Sometimes it takes a second. It's like maybe a minute or so.
Okay, so just click on it, and
then that is going to. Yep, and then there's everything in writing there. And then there's a hard copy of this sent to your email. And once you sign off on it, it'll take you to a page for username and password for your tracking system.
Got my name wrong in there.
Yep, see, that's exactly what we want. Okay. You said it's Peter, S-A-N-I-S-T-A-L-C-H-I?
C-A-L.
C-A-L. Okay, don't sign it. Okay, let me update the whole profile.
Should I delete that text?
Yeah, you can. I'm going to resend you a new one. Okay, give me just a moment.
All right.
You get the new one? Oh, no, that's a welcome. That's a welcome one. Hold on. That's not it. It's the wrong tab. Hold on. There we go. All right, coming in.
Username.
Yep, so the username and password is going to be given to you at the end of our client interview tomorrow. Between 2 and 3,
okay.
Or excuse me, where did I schedule you? There it is. Between 5 and 6 o'clock, they're going to email you the login information, and then there's a YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system. It's like 6 minutes long, so it's pretty easy. But if you ever have any problems with it or any trouble, you know, you have my direct number and extension too. So I didn't just leave you with the customer service line. If you go in those texts, there's one that says, hi, this is John. You could call me directly if you need help.
Okay, yep, I saw that.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes the initial sign-up. So, you know, thank you for signing up. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to show you what we could do. A couple things I just want you to keep in mind. Obviously, the client interview between 5 and 6 o'clock, but there's going to be a postcard sent over to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. It says Google right on it. It'll have your business name. We only got to do that one time, but I do need that 5-digit code on the back just to verify your location out there so I can post you. And then send in that photo for the logo that you have when you're ready. Okay, don't forget that either.
Yep, I got you.
All right, Peter. I'm going to let you get back to your day. I know you're a busy man, but if you need anything, just give me a shout.
Will do. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to working with you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, bud.